Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Executive Director of Pella Community Ambulance Greg Higginbotham joins us on today's program to talk about Emergency Medical Services Week. And we're here with Greg Higginbotham. It is EMS Week, a chance to celebrate paramedics, emergency medical responders, and everything that first responders do at what could be oftentimes the worst day of somebody's life. And Greg, you, of course, are the recently crowned Pella Community Ambulance Director, and so you've had a lot of experience throughout your life here in EMS. What does this week mean to you, just first of all, and what does it mean to have a chance to recognize all of the hard work that your paramedics and volunteers do here at Pella Ambulance?
It means a lot, Andrew. I mean, this is a week where we actually get to celebrate what we do a little bit, you know, and you know, most of what we do is when people see us through the year, it's usually the worst time of their lives, you know, and so there's no celebration with that. So this is kind of a time where all EMS and first responders throughout the county, throughout the state kind of come together and we can kind of, you know, just kind of celebrate what we do.
And how did you get involved in emergency medical services?
Well, I was lied to, Andrew. I was lied to, and I found out real quickly that I fell in love with it. So, and I'm glad I was. So, it was one of those things that once you get that, you help that person and you get the feeling of helping somebody, it's addicting, and it gets in your blood. And they say people are a little crazy that do this, and we are. So, but yeah, that's how I kind of got started. Was I didn't know what I was getting into.
Well, you didn't know what you were getting into. And then here in the county, you've spent a long time working in these services, both with Knoxville Fire and Rescue and now Pella Ambulance. Here in the county, since you kind of have that unique experience of knowing so many here, what makes EMS in your mind special about a rural county like Marion County and some of the people that you've had the chance to interact with over the past 10, 15 years?
Well, what's cool about, you know, Marion County is and being here for so long is you develop those relationships with people. So when you go on calls, you know them or you know their family or whatever, and it's a comfort level for them when you show up. And it's a familiarity with when you show up and you know the patient you're working on or know the family. So it's kind of a win-win situation when you have a rural community like this where everybody knows everybody.
Within the last few months, you have become the director here at Pella Community Ambulance. What have you learned about this service that makes it kind of unique here to Pella?
Well, this service, the volunteerism here is amazing. It's one of those things that in most communities around the nation, it's kind of a dying thing, but here it's still strong. And the sense of community and just serving the public here is so strong, and I'm so glad I'm part of it. They've got a great many volunteers here that have such a huge amount of experience they can pass on to the new people as they come in. So it's been a great experience.
Share with our listeners a little bit about Pella Community Ambulance. So you have a lot of volunteers, you have paramedics. How many people really make this thing go? And these are people that just aren't here for an hour or two a week. They really dedicate their lives to the service.
Yeah, I mean, we've got 7 full-time people here, 33 total. So of the 33, only 7 of us are full-time. And there's 3 part-timers out of that. So really, 23 of your people here are completely volunteer, and they put in lots of hours. You know, we do 6-hour shifts that they fill in, but you have when you call 911, there's a good chance that 1 or 2 of those people that are showing up at your door are volunteers.
Well, and not just them. You work closely with the Pella Fire Department, and they're entirely volunteers. What's it like to be in a community, and you kind of alluded to it, to between the fire department and ambulance have dozens of people that are willing to drop everything to go save lives? I'm sure it's a very unique and it sounds like neat experience.
It is, and that's where another thing was we need to definitely pat the community of Pella on their back because the employers here let their employees leave for a 911 call. A lot of that doesn't happen around the nation anymore. So Pella is unique in the fact that they still support the volunteerism. So for people to actually go out and do that and put the time in, and there's a lot of education that's involved anymore, you know, on the fire side and the EMS side to keep your certifications up. So there's a lot of time involved, but we've got some very dedicated people here.
So how here at Pella Ambulance are you recognizing EMS Week? What are some of the things that you're doing or that you know about in the community that they're doing to recognize our volunteers and paramedics?
Mercy One always has a big celebration they do. They actually came last week and recognized the fire department and the ambulance department here. They brought us pizzas, things like that. Mercy, when we go in Methodist, both of the hospitals up in Des Moines, whenever we do transfers up there, they have big things going on at the hospitals up there. And then the Barnstormers, have a game where we get in free that's coming up June 2nd. And then Iowa Cubs game this weekend, we got in free also for that game. So it's kind of nice that we were recognized like that.
Once again, that was Pella Ambulance Director Greg Higginbotham discussing Emergency Medical Services Week. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.